This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I have boys. I have two boys. So, I never had to raise a girl. I only had to raise boys. And boys are interesting, okay? Their conversations are very unique. I mean, I remember fighting with my sister. My sister is 6 years older than I. So, I remember fighting over, you know, who's prettier and who's dumber. And, you know, who daddy likes best. And I don't know. We had real stupid fights. If which of the Hardy Boys were cuter, I don't know. I don't know what we talked about. And, you know, when your sister's 6 years older, you can't win. So I got two boys. And the two boys are 2 years, 8 months apart. And almost identically, 2 years and 8 months apart. And yesterday I had to break up a fight because one accused the other one of looking like a fallopian tube. I'm not exactly sure what a fallopian tube looks like, but apparently that started that fight. Personally, I think a fallopian tube is a pretty attractive looking thing. And, you know, I said, look, guys, neither of you have a fallopian tube, so back off. And a fallopian tube is actually very handsome. So you just called your brother very handsome. Neither of them believe that. So anyway, broke up the fight. They went about their ways. I can't wait to empty nest. But the one thing that I do remember my sons doing, and I think boys do in general, is they like to announce that they have a certain length. And I don't know where guys got this. Because I would think when it came to penis size, it was more the Cinderella effect. Where, you know, just right. Or the Goldilocks. It can't be too big, can't be too small, it has to be just right. And in fact, there have been studies. I remember early on in my radio career, a groundbreaking study looked at sizes of men's phalluses, and the preferred size was more of a average rather than too big, too small. So, and I think everybody's a little different, so you have to fit. And so boys all the time will be like, well, you know, I'm bigger, whatever. And they do that, and I don't see what the point is, you know. But apparently one child seemed to take it a little too far. Not mine. But there was a teen. Let me see where he lives. Oh, in UK. He has been hospitalized for emergency surgery because he stuck a USB cord in his penis. He's 15 years old. It was a knotted cable of a USB wire. And it was in the context of experimentation. He tried to remove the cable himself. Apparently, he said that he wanted to measure exactly how long the phallus is. I would suggest do that externally. I think you could use a tape measure externally. I don't understand why people need to see sizes and know length. But anyway, he put this probe inside. And with the probe inside, it sadly caused bleeding. He started to bleed when he urinated, couldn't get it out. And so he had to go to University College. He went to the ER, and then he had to be transferred to University College Hospital, London. The wire did protrude. There was a knotted part still inside, not exactly sure what was going on. And the mother, I guess, I don't even know if the mother was there. He confessed that he inserted the cable to measure the length triggered by sexual curiosity. They were able to remove the cable. I would probably want to keep the cable. I mean, when it comes to, sadly, losing chargers, if I was the mom, I would say, can you clean it up? Can you just clean it up because I need the cable? But unfortunately, people do weird things. And I've spoken a little bit about this, but I think I need to speak a little bit more. We seem to be very hesitant to talk about sex with our kids. And when we do talk about sex, it's very superficial. You know, it's okay, well, you know, you do this, you use a condom, you use birth control, now go call your uncle because dad and I can't talk to you about it. I was a little different with my kids. I was pretty abrupt. You know, they were like joking about it when they were 7 years old and 4 years old because somebody had come over for a sleepover and he was telling the boys what his older brother said sex was. So when they're giggling, I'm like, well, teach me. What is it? Tell me what's the definition? What is it? And it was really interesting, their approach. One could barely talk about it. He's like, and the other one is, well, it's when a boy sticks his blink into the girl. And you know, whereas if I had daughters, they'd be like, well, it's when two people fall in love and they embrace and they kiss and they want to ride off on the horse. And instead, it's when a boom and a stick in it. So anyway, so I corrected them at 7 years old and 4 years old. But what a lot of parents and a lot of people don't talk about is masturbation. They don't talk about things that could hurt you sexually. They don't talk about experimentation. And so these kids will do things to themselves and hurt themselves badly, and they're embarrassed to even ask if that's something they could do. And yeah, I mean, I never talked to my kids about that. I didn't even fathom telling my kids to not stick anything in their urethra. It should have. As a doctor, I've seen urethral injuries. But I just didn't think to do that. Maybe I will. I'll text them. I'll say how the text goes. But it just, you know, when people experiment, they're embarrassed about it, and they're not going to talk to people. And then meanwhile, they're, trust me, it's going to be way embarrassing in a hospital. So, and this poor boy, thank God, I think he's fine, and hopefully it doesn't affect his fertility and erections and all that. But if I were you, and you were a parent, or an uncle, or an aunt, or whatever, I would sit your kid down and say, look, people do things to themselves and they end up in the hospital. It's embarrassing. So I would suggest, if you are experimenting, not to do X, Y, and Z. You know how Biden gave Putin a list? Looks like lists are the in vogue thing. Didn't we give the Taliban a list of people to allow? Yeah. So maybe make a list and say, these are things I probably wouldn't put in your orifices. Maybe do it that way and say, look, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to read it out loud. You don't have to post it on Snapchat. Just read it and peruse and digest it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to our producer, Daniel. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. But, you know, one group I do need to thank is Steinberg Diagnostic Medical Imaging. And I'll tell you why. When patients would come to me, they'd have these issues, and I'd have to, you know, search for the cancer or try to search for the artery blockage or whatever. I could pretend to be the best doctor in the whole wide world. I need the imaging. And so whenever I hear doctors go, yeah, I'm good. No, you're not good. It's a teamwork. And a huge, huge part of my team has been the doctors at Steinberg Diagnostic Medical Imaging. And so I've asked one of them to come on because one of my favorite tests, which I think is underutilized and needs to be utilized more, are these calcium score CT screenings that we could do to look at coronary calcification. So joining us next is Dr. Travis Smith, Steinberg Diagnostic Radiologist. And Dr. Smith, man, big thank you to you and the team for all you guys do.
Thank you. That's a very nice introduction. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And I agree, this technique is definitely underused.
Yes. Oh, my God. You know, so my father died of a massive coronary heart disease, strikes one every, I don't know how many seconds now in America. It's even higher as we speak. Yet there's a very simple test out there. Talk to us about this.
Absolutely, yeah. So the test you're referring to is a CT calcium scoring study, and it's a very simple test. We'll put you in the CAT scanner here at any of our offices around Las Vegas, and we do a very low dose radiation, essentially chest CT. It just goes only through your heart, and we look for any calcifications that would be within your coronary arteries, and it's. The calcium within the coronary arteries, it's been studied for a long time, and so we have a whole database of that we can compare your calcium score to other calcium scores based on your age and gender and your risk factors, and then give you a score that tells you what risk factor category you fall into based on your the amount of calcium within your coronary arteries.
So true. And, you know, Dr. Smith, I could attest to how simple the test was. I didn't even have to undress. I could wear my clothes. You know, I was even able to wear my boots. And it was a few-minute study, and I didn't need any injections, you know, because it's a baseline, you know, screen. But it was very simple to do, painless. And I'm just amazed that a lot of doctors aren't recommending it. I do believe now there's starting to be some more guidelines, you know, that are promoting it. What have you seen in terms of insurance companies and in terms of doctor groups?
Insurance companies, I can't really speak to. The last time I checked this, it depends on which insurance carrier you have. It is often not covered by insurance, but it is reasonably priced as far as self-pay options go compared to some of our other studies. But we are seeing this becoming a much more common screening study, especially as cardiologists and general practitioners are becoming more aware of the relevance of it and more on board with it. Cardiologists especially are now using it along with its companion, slightly more invasive companion study, the CT angiography of the coronary arteries that involves contrast. But this is a screening study is becoming, especially for intermediate risk patients, who might have elevated cholesterol or other risk factors such as diabetes or smoking history, in order to guide therapies such as statin therapy. So we are seeing an uptick in the amount of number of tests we do, the calcium scoring study tests, as a screening guideline to help the cardiologists and general practitioners guide statin therapy.
Absolutely, and I'm really glad you brought that up because it is National Cholesterol Education Month, and it's not as simple to decide when somebody needs statin therapy these days because it's not just a number, it's assessing your risk. So a lot of my friends, now that all my friends are middle age, when they ask their doctor, do I need statin therapy, and they're intermediate, as you say, many of their doctors say, I want you getting a calcium CT score. And so I find it as a very useful adjunct, and one thing I'm going to work on is to try to get insurance companies to start covering this more ubiquitously, because I just think it's a lifesaver. Talk to us about when you do see calcium deposits, how you score that. How do you kind of grade that in terms of somebody's risk?
Sure. So it's based on your cal, you get a number from zero to more. Zero is essentially a negative study, meaning we didn't identify any calcium within your coronary arteries. That puts you in a very low-risk category. There's other factors that go into it, obviously, but that you discuss with your cardiologist and your primary care physician. But as far as imaging tests goes, that puts you at a very low risk for having a cardiovascular event, especially within the next five-year period. Then we break it. That's a zero. It's a negative test. You can also break it down into one to if you have a score from 1 to 10, That's considered minimal atherosclerotic disease, and you're still in a very low-risk category. 11 to 100 is considered mild. There's likely a mild or minimal stenosis. We call a mild stenosis anything less than 50% narrowing of the coronary artery, which we can assess by a calcium scoring study. But if your score is 11 to 100, you have a mild risk of having coronary artery disease. 101 to 400 is considered moderate. At that stage, moderate calcium is detected, a moderate risk of having cardiovascular disease, and greater than 400 is considered high, and we would consider your risk fairly significant, at which point you discuss with your cardiologist or your primary care doctor about probably starting statin therapy. And the scoring process itself is we just have software. We calculate how dense the calcium is and how much of it there is, and that goes into the algorithm to calculate your score. It's called the Gadsden technique, and that's just where that those numbers from 0 to 400 or more comes from.
Fantastic. We're speaking to Dr. Travis Smith, Steinberg Diagnostic Radiologist, joining us today. You know, so how long has this sort of technology, I know CAT scans have been around since I've been in training, when did they decide that they were able to use this to help provide screening for cardiovascular disease?
It's actually a fairly recent technique. You know, when I was, I'm on the newer side, or I just guess younger side as far as radiologists go, but as I was training and we were learning to do this technique, it was becoming more and more prevalent. So I'd say in the past 10 years or so, this has become a much more recognized technique, and we've reached out to cardiologists, and that's where I trained in Connecticut. The cardiologists were coming on board with this test, especially in the past 5 to 10 years. And I think it's going to keep becoming more and more popular as an adjunct, you know, screening for the intermediate risk population.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is very moderately priced for, as insurance companies are still kind of kicking their heels, usually the range is like $100, $150. Roughly, what do cash prices of these cost?
I can tell you what it costs for us. You know, depending on where you go in the country, it's probably anywhere from $100 to $200, give or take. Our self-pay rate at Steinberg is $165. Actually, for the rest of September, we've, like you discussed, the cardiovascular risk month of September, we've discounted that to $120 self-pay for the rest of September.
Very good.
But our normal pay rate is about $165, and $100 to $200 is a typical self-pay range for this study.
That's fantastic. Also, people could still get reimbursed with their HSA, or they could also use it as a tax deduction. When I always talk about medical tax deductions, and these are things that can still work towards that. So, but I think a price for a CAT scan such as that's fantastic. And as you said, low radiation. In terms of the angiogram testing, how does that differ in terms of looking at artery patency?
So the calcium scoring CT really just screens for high density calcium. It doesn't actually, we can see the outline of the arteries, but there's no contrast in the arteries. We can't see how narrowed or how wide open the arteries are. Mm-hmm. Coronary CT angiogram is a contrast enhanced study, so it takes a little bit longer. We start an IV, and we inject contrast during the study. The radiation dose is slightly higher as well, but we also are able to evaluate the patency of all the coronary arteries in much greater detail, and that also includes non-calcified or soft plaque within the coronary arteries. We can see if there's any coronary artery anomalies, that the coronary arteries go in the normal course, and it's essentially a less invasive version of a traditional angiography where the cardiologist goes within the arteries directly.
Fantastic. Dr. Travis Smith, can't wait to have you back. Everybody visit sdmi.lv.com for more information. Dr. Smith, thank you so much.
The pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pfizer says a low dose of its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 to 11 and plan to ask the FDA to approve it for that age group soon. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells MSNBC that's a pretty good process.
I think in a best case scenario, given, you know, reasonable review period by the agency, if they ultimately determine that the vaccine's demonstrated to be safe and effective for that population, you could see something available by the end of the year. It could slip into 2022.
Those tests showed antibody responses after the second shot. The FBI and Northport police are executing a search warrant at Brian Laundrie's family home in Florida. He is a person of interest in the case of his missing fiance, Gabby Petito. Laundrie himself also went missing last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is set to visit Del Rio, Texas, as thousands of illegal immigrants gather under a bridge in the area as they wait to get processed by the United States. Texas AG Ken Paxton explains what's causing this illegal immigrant surge.
There is a reason that the Haitians are here. He invited them by giving them that special protection, and that message got sent through their community, and that's why you saw so many show up so quickly.
Haitians making up a majority of the illegal immigrants camped under the bridge in Del Rio. Facing a looming government shutdown, House Democrats have scheduled votes this week to increase the size of the debt ceiling and continue funding the government. But they also plan to move forward with a bill that would codify Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion, into federal law. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer saying that we must ensure that women and health care providers are protected. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So thousands have had to be evacuated in Spain as La Palma Island's volcano has erupted. The Cumbre Vieja volcano in Spain's La Palma Island is continuing to expel molten lava and ash after it erupted yesterday. And it looks like it's likely to do so for days. And you see houses, roads. This is a very inhabited area. According to the president of the Canary Islands, regional government warned Monday. Angel Victor Torres added in a post on Twitter that there had been no reports of injuries or deaths so far. The Canary Islands Emergency Services tweeted late Sunday that 5,000 people had been evacuated from the area nearest to the eruption. It also included 400 tourists evacuated from a hotel on La Palma and taken to a hotel on the nearby island of Tenerife. And they say, you just see, I mean, you see all these homes, cars and all that, and then you see just lava pouring down the mountain. They believe that they say there is still just one point of eruption from the volcano near a lightly populated part of the island. The population has about 80,000 people. They say footage from the island showed at least one highway cut off by a wall of lava. Local officials said some houses have been damaged. Officials have warned local residents to keep away. Usually when there's a volcano, people like to get close and take pictures because they think they could outrun the lava. Bad idea. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen expressed solidarity with the people of La Palma in a Twitter post. She added, we are in contact with Spanish authorities to offer any additional aid that is needed. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has remained on La Palma, which is one of the smaller islands within the Canary Islands, off the Atlantic coast of Morocco. He rushed there right away. As opposed to our leaders that are still on vacation, there when stuff happens, he's there. After delaying his trip to New York for the United Nations General Assembly, Sanchez and other officials on Monday toured an evacuation center. He was later due to get a closer look at the volcano and its destruction. So, more than 25,000 earthquakes have been detected in the previous 9 days around the Cumbre Vieja volcano. And the last major eruption was about 50 years ago. So the regional president said some 400 firefighting personnel were in place to battle any fires. Spain's Ministry of Transport tweeted that it had prohibited ships from sailing too close to the volcano, obviously because the lava flows into the sea. And the Canary Islands are a popular tourist destination. People call them Canary. They're not Canary, they're Canary. For British, German, and other European visitors. Beautiful area. Just sad to see this. Just sad. Also heartbreaking is seeing the Haitian migrants, thousands of them, that seem to, and I could be wrong, I don't know how they got there so fast, but all of a sudden we find out that there were, what, 40,000 or 80,000, I forget the number, Haitian migrants that were under bridges at the Texas border waiting to come in. And there had been a lot of, I guess, concern that there was lack of transparency as drones were unable to be flown and they had it a no-flight zone, and I guess Fox News had to deal with the FAA to be able to get some pictures, but we had no idea that there were all these Haitian migrants there. And it just kind of makes you wonder, I mean, how quickly did they get there? Were they transported there? Did somebody promise them that they could come to America and help? So all of a sudden we find out that there are thousands. And the migrants right now are flowing back across the Rio Grande to Mexico over fear of deportation from the U.S. as the Department of Homeland Security is starting to ramp up removal flights. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Sunday that he will visit the southern border where migrants set up camp. He said, we certainly are experiencing a challenging situation, but we are surging resources and we have a multi-pronged approach to this. They say removal flights full of migrants began over the weekend. Three planes full of Haitians who fled to the U.S. landing in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Again, not sure how they got from Haiti all the way to Texas. So, yeah, I just kind of makes us wonder what the heck is going on there. They say President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have not addressed the latest developments at the southern border. Neither have visited the Rio Grande Valley. That's where the majority of illegal crossings take place. Now, they say there's 15,000 migrants who have set up camp along the Del Rio International Bridge using a dam area to cross between the Mexico and U.S. side of the border. They say the influx of immigrants came after Biden's administration, according to Daily Mail, in February, pausing deportation flights to Haiti, and also comes as a result of recent earthquake and president's assassination. So it is. It's a scary time. People want to leave. They want to flee. I get it. My family, you know, came from immigrants. My father was able to luckily come to the United States after his family was persecuted in the Holocaust. So I am pro-immigration. I just am not a fan of it being haphazard and there being rules for citizens that also don't extend to migrants when it comes to public health. It just doesn't make sense. And if you are trying to control, you know, public health issues, I don't agree with forcing people out of their businesses, not allowing people to work, fining them, sanctioning them, punishing them. They can't get a college education, going to that college if they don't get mandated. But, you know, they're, the same doesn't go for illegal immigrants. So America has to be consistent because it's just not a good optic on that where, you know, you're just not consistent. So DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said he is going to visit the southern border. Biden, Kamala Harris, we're still waiting for them to make remarks. But they say the Haitian migration crisis was exacerbated by those who left Haiti after the 2010 earthquake to settle in South and Central America. They are now desperate to leave there due to the coronavirus pandemic and economic collapse. At the time, many flew to Ecuador, where there's no visa requirements. Then they went to Brazil and Chile. They are now leaving there and making their way up to Mexico any way they can. That's according to Daily Mail. Again, I'm still not sure why all of a sudden thousands were there that quickly. So Biden administration has started to close 6 crossing points along the border, send in at least 400 troops to help stop the flow and round up migrants for deportation. This is one of these things where, again, if you really, really care about public health and you care about people's lives, you don't do these vast machete-like moves of blunt moves of we're just going to reverse everything Trump did. Yay! Reverse everything Trump did. As I said, it takes surgical precision. I'm sorry for the analogies. It's just I'm a doctor. When it comes to, you know, people risking their lives using coyotes to bring them over and smugglers and then sadly being abused and assaulted themselves, dying in the desert of dehydration, you know, we do need to lead. And just wanting to do the opposite of what Trump did is not leading. All right? Leading is taking the good and the bad and building on it. Even the Republicans said, look, even though the Affordable Care Act bill was a cluster, the piece on protecting people with pre-existing conditions, we're going to keep. I mean, build on the good, fix the bad. And if the good is, look, you know, we have a public health crisis, we're dealing with a pandemic, we're trying to close off to variants, we're trying to make sure we don't have multiple drug tuberculosis come in, we want to make sure we don't have cartel, we don't have Taliban-charged terrorists coming our way, we're going to do things very well-planned. I don't think that's bad leadership. You don't have to necessarily say you agree with the former president if that's what you're really worried about. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So on Friday, the widespread general use of boosters was voted against 16-2 when it came to approving the Pfizer vaccine to anybody under 65 years, maybe between the ages of 16 and 65 in terms of boosters. But they did approve a booster for those over the age of 65 and those at high risk of occupational exposure or severe COVID. That was unanimous. So this emergency advisory panel that met Their vote will now go before the FDA, and then the FDA will issue a final decision. According to Fox News, they say during the deliberations, panel members suggested older, vulnerable populations may benefit from boosters, but noted insufficient data among younger groups and concerns over potentially increased risk of heart inflammation, particularly among males aged 16 to 17. They say the committee was most recently charged with voting whether the safety and effectiveness data from Pfizer's clinical trial supported an emergency use authorization of the company's booster dose among people 65 years or older and people at high risk for severe COVID. So the, you know, I know people are like, wait a second, now we're back to the emergency authorization. Isn't it fully approved? Well, not entirely. It's not necessarily, it's in order for the booster, a third shot, to be fully approved, there has to be months and months of studies. We haven't gotten there yet. So the White House came up with a deadline on September 20th. That would have been today. But the FDA Advisory Committee said no. Not for general public, for everybody. So why is there a debate on boosters anyway? Well, apparently, Pfizer's long-term effectiveness data for their two-dose vaccine was originally 96%. But then it dropped. Wasn't it originally 90 and then it went to 95? So now the headlines say it's 96%, but it dropped to 84% after 6 months from the second injection. So after the six-month mark, you still have a 16% chance of not having enough immunity. Well, that's still way better than the flu shot. So for me, I'm at the six-month mark. If they don't want me to get a booster because I'm not old enough, save it for those who need it. That's fine. Would I like a booster? Yeah, I'd like a booster, but I'd rather whoever wants it and needs it more can have it. We feel it's safe. Do we have enough data to fully approve it? No, not yet. It hasn't been out. A third shot hasn't been looked at. So this vote allows the following. It allows the FDA to get some more time. Because the White House said September 20th doesn't necessarily mean the FDA is on the same board. It allows the FDA to still provide future guidance on high-risk groups. It also, which a lot of people are forgetting, is going to calm down some of the criticism that we've been getting internationally on how the rich countries are, you know, rolling out a third shot where poor countries didn't even get one yet. And so this hopefully quiets down the World Health Organization and many of the other international agencies that think America is really mean, because they're forcing, mandating vaccines on people that don't want them. And as I said, you know, if somebody doesn't want it, rather than mandate and violate the rights, donate that shot to a country who wants it. Now, this might actually help vaccine hesitancy rather than hurt. So it helps fight vaccine hesitancy of those who feel the vaccine isn't strong enough to warrant mandates. So when the FDA said, look, the two doses are strong enough, that then helps fight the argument of, why are you mandating a shot that's not going to work in 6 months? So they said, yeah, but it still does work fairly well, better than a flu shot. So that helps fight the vaccine hesitancy. On the flip side, it could actually fuel more vaccine hesitancy when they say, look, the FDA doesn't even feel the data's there. But I think it more helps the fight with vaccine hesitancy than hurts it. I understand people are vaccine hesitant. Let them make a choice, but I get it. So higher risk groups can get the shot. I would talk to your doctor. Right. Just because it's emergency youth authorized, I still want to make sure people are letting their doctors know what they're doing and looking at their risk and making sure that it's this isn't just all government recommended, but that their doctor is at play. If you don't have a doctor, then that gets a little sticky. But if you are over 65 and at high risk, right now the government, the CDC, and most of us doctors are saying go for it. The meeting included members of the FDA's Vaccine and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, the VRBPAC, plus officials from CDC, Israel's health ministry, vaccine experts, and Pfizer. Dr. William Gruber, Senior Vice President of Vaccine Clinical Research and Development at Pfizer, noted phase 3 trial data indicating waning protection over time, which is why the 84% came up at the 6-month mark. It still was effective in preventing hospitalizations, but we do have vaccinated individuals still dying and still in the hospital. So they say additional data suggested a third Pfizer dose would ramp up protection on par or better than the second dose, but concerns were raised over the potential increased risk of myocarditis. They say the FDA panel's review included Pfizer's test results with some 300 participants aged 18 to 55 who received a booster dose about 6 months after their second dose. So the advisory panel makes a suggestion. They say the role of the FDA and advisory panel in this case is to determine whether an additional dose could be used. Then there's an expert panel advising the CDC. They're going to convene this week to weigh who should receive the vaccine and when. Then that follows FDA's final review. So it looks like a lot of heads are, it's not supposed to be a random consideration. But interestingly, Dr. Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, has maintained his support for people under 65 to still get the booster. So NIH is not, I guess, on the same page as the FDA Advisory Committee. Collins dismissed the decision as being subject to change upon further review of the science. He says, I think the big news is that they did approve the initiation of boosters. Remember, they're taking a snapshot of right now. We're going to see what happens in the coming weeks. Now, it wouldn't surprise me either if they do expand the boosters to the general population. Just right now, the FDA just needs more time. And so I think this is temporary. He said, based upon the data that we've already seen both in the U.S. and Israel, it's clear that the waning of the effectiveness of those vaccines is a reality, and we need to respond to it. So Biden administration was hoping this week, September 20th, was going to be the day that they offer booster shots for all Americans who are 8 months past their second dose. 8 months sounded random to me, and the September 20th sounded a little random, or the announcement, especially since that was the same week that the Taliban had stormed Afghanistan and people were fleeing and running to the airplanes and falling out of planes. Then we got this big booster announcement for something to happen 32 days later that was never approved by the FDA. So poor choice on the White House's part. But I would recommend that for all of you that are concerned about COVID, if you're concerned, talk to your doctor, maybe get the shot. I mean, again, nothing should be forced. Talk to your medical provider. I would, if it opens up for me, I would get the booster. That's just me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.